living word of God, and I will never, never, never be the same again. My life will be amen. And all that too. Amen. Praise the Lord. If the youth are leaving, you can leave. If not, you can stay and praise God and enjoy a wonderful and powerful message from the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. I didn't ask, and I won't ask right now. But anyway, we thank you, everyone, for being here today. One of the things we have been sharing on, and we're going to continue today, is found in the book of Luke, chapter number 10. Luke, chapter number 10. Your Bible should fall open there by now. We've been talking about Jesus and a family that is mentioned here, beginning in Luke, chapter 10, verse 38. The scripture reads, "Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word." And heard what? "But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me.' Jesus answered and said to her, 'Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her.'" Mary has what? Chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. Also, I want to read this to you from the Amplified Bible, especially beginning with verse 40. Well, I begin with 39. "She had a sister named Mary who seated herself at the Lord's feet and was listening to his teaching. But Martha, overly occupied and too busy, was distracted with much serving. And she came up to him and said, 'Lord, is it nothing to you that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me, to lend a hand and do her part along with me.' But the Lord replied to her by saying, 'Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. There is need of only one or but a few things. Mary has chosen the good part, good portion, that which is to her advantage, which shall not be taken away from her.'" Back in verse number 40, the latter part of it, she said, Martha said, "Tell her to help me, then to help me, to lend a hand and do her part along with me." And do her what? Do her part along with me. You know, that kind of stood out to me. Because when we look at the scriptures, the scriptures deals with you. It deals with us. And sometimes we forget about our part and we want to tell everybody else what their part is. She said, "Tell her to lend a hand and do her part along with me." When we read in Colossians chapter number 3, you can turn over there if you will. Sometimes we get frustrated in life and we lose our focus. And when we lose our focus, anything liable to happen. You're liable to hit anything. You're liable to do anything. And here in Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, the scripture says, "Whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ." Whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. And not to men. You know, one of the challenges in life is you can be doing your part and you can be doing a lot. And that's good. The thing is, do not allow bitterness to get in your heart. The scripture tells us that we shouldn't grumble and complain. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. He's preaching the word. In the book of Philippians, chapter 2. You know, the scripture also tells us, don't let your good be evil spoken of. Don't let your good be evil spoken of. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing. Do how many things? Somebody said, is that possible? If the Lord said it's possible, it must be possible. You know, one thing I discovered in walking with God for these last, my God, 52 years, is that God rewards obedience. He rewards obedience. My God. In other words, we need to make an attempt to move in the direction he instructs us to move in. And don't turn to the right and don't turn to the left. You know, I found out God, he's very straightforward. He's very matter of fact. And he doesn't change. If he said something, you can take it to the bank. He's going to back it up. And so where we are concerned, us earthlings, he tells us in verse 14 again, do all things without complaining and disputing. Why? That you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Holding fast the word of life. See, that's the key right there to not getting into murmuring and complaining. Because if you're holding the word up, you're walking in the light. Yeah, praise the Lord. Holding fast the word of life so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. You know, one of the things I discover is that if we're really going to fulfill our purpose in life, there's a lot of stuff we just have to leave alone. We have to leave it alone. Sure, we are grown enough and we can talk about stuff, but there are some stuff we just need to leave alone. You need to just walk away from it. And that's a test. But we have tests to pass them, not to flunk them. Some people flunk them royally. Yes, we have tests in life to pass them. You know, when you have a test in school, some people are noted for acing every test that they've ever taken. But when it comes to living life, what do you do? There are some things God tells us that we should do, and there are some things he tells us to abstain from. What do? Do we pass those tests, or do we just flunk them royally? You know, one of the things that really stood out to me when I, in reading this here, when Martha told Jesus, she said, tell her to help me, to lend a hand, and do her part along with me. Now, all would agree that Martha is doing a good deed. She's doing a good deed. But she's come to a point where she's overwhelmed. And I know many times we have opportunities to get overwhelmed in life. I remember I used to be in when I anytime I worked in sales, especially, you know, I'm Crusade sales director for Brother Copeland. And when the meetings let out and you got thousands of people that rush toward the book table. Some people, they like freeze. They're like, oh, my God, all these people come in here and they all want to buy something right now. Oh, they're like a deer looking into the headlights. Just stand there. But when I see them coming out, I start rejoicing. I get a smile on my face. I say, money cometh to me right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And I'm just taking money. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody said, don't all this bother you? They stand in there. And at this time, they used to stand there and they used to hand money across the table to you. And you know, I said, I handle them one at a time and I do it as fast as I can do it. Glory to God. I want this kitty back here. We want to fill this box up. Glory to God. And so I want to keep them coming. Amen. But hear this. You have to understand this one thing. All you can do is all you can do. And all you can do is enough. Now, you want to be good at what you do and you want to get better. But all you can do is all you can do right now. But whatever you can do right now, work it. And watch what comes out of your mouth. If anything's going to come out of your mouth, let it be done unto edification. Oh, praise the Lord. Again, some people, when they see things, even though they may have several degrees, they may have several initials behind their name, that does not mean that you're going to handle it right. But the Bible will help us and the Holy Spirit will help us because the scripture said in Philippians 2, verse 13, God is at work in us. Where is he working? In us. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do how many things? Now, hear this. I discover that when I have opportunities to be overwhelmed, if I put God's word in my mouth and I begin to look at the situation and I say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God is my helper. Amen. He's my strength. I'm telling you, it changes the whole atmosphere. Amen. And all of a sudden, rather than coming to a place where I began to fumble, I become effective. Rather than coming to a place where I stumble, I began to make a difference. Now hear this, I'm not perfect, but believe me, I'm working on it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm not coming to church just to get some scriptures, just to hear some scriptures. I really am working at being the best Clyde I can be. Amen. I'm working at being the best Clyde I can be with the help of the Holy Spirit, of course, and my wife. You know, I found out that in life, we all will have tests. And the place that you... Many of us are tested the most is at home more than outside of home. And if you can pass those tests in your house, because after all, this was in their house, Martha's house. If you can pass the test in your house, if you can learn to walk in love in your house, then it's real easy when you get outside. And regardless of the situation and circumstances, regardless of how much the boss gives you to do, and regardless of how unfair it seems that they're just piling stuff on you, and you know, and if like Betty was a teacher, and sometimes if you go to the classroom and they got 42 students in the class, and most folks walk in there and they go like, oh, no, I'm not handling this. Well, just think, if you're not handling, you're not going to be able to impact them. My attitude when I face something like that is, God and I, we can handle it. I may not have a clue what I'm going to do right then and there, but the Holy Spirit, he's a helper. The Holy Spirit will take what you have and he'll work with what you have. Amen. He'll take what you have and he'll begin to magnify it. And I've discovered you'll begin to do more than you ever thought you could do. Oh, glory to God. But again, we have a choice. Right or left or right. Left side, we can say, you know what? Nah, I'm not doing that. Mm-mm. Nope, they're not taking advantage of me. I don't know who they think they are. I ain't going to put up with this. I'll just tell you that right now. Mm-hmm. Give me all this work. They don't even pay me for all this. I mean, they got a job, right? They got a job, but they're fussing. And you keep fussing, you're going to get fired. And then you're going to like, I don't know why they fired me. Because you don't bring a good attitude into the workplace. You're always murmuring and complaining. You want to get fired? Keep murmuring and complaining. It'll happen. Or hear this. When you're hired to work on a job, you're hired to help solve problems, not create them. Amen? And so here we have Martha doing a good work for Jesus and all his disciples, however many that showed up, doing a good job. But all of a sudden, some things been internalized going on her inside. You know, that's where things began, on your inside. You know what? That's where fussing began, on your inside. You fuss on your inside till you get enough of it. And that's called overflow. You had enough. You had it and you had enough and you can't take no more. Amen. I can't stand no more. I tell you, I'm going to work today and I'm telling you, I'm going to tell them a thing or two. Now here, the scripture said, she said, tell her to lend me a hand. And Jesus got on her case. Now understand, Mary, Martha, Lazarus, and Jesus, they were all friends. Okay? They were friends. They knew one another. Matter of fact, people talk about Mary, how Mary, she poured that costly ointment on Jesus' feet. And she washed his feet with her hair. Well, this was after Lazarus, her brother, had been raised from the dead. Okay? She loved Jesus and she loved what he stood for. And she valued the word. And so she washed his feet with her hair. So we can see that Mary is drawn to worship. Martha's drawn to work. And we got to be careful that if we are workers, that we don't lose sight of our worship. When we lose sight of our worship, we become insipid, dull, lifeless, unexciting, and uninteresting. Everybody say insipid. I don't want that to be said of me. I mean, it might be said of me, but, you know, I don't want it to be the truth. That our pastor is insipid. Now, people that don't want to hear the truth, to them, I would be insipid. But hear this. If you're here to hear the truth, you'll find that it's very exciting and challenging at the same time. So we have to make sure that we don't lose sight of our worship. Don't lose sight of our worship. You know, in John chapter 4, the scripture tells us that the Father is seeking such to what? Worship him. Looking for those who will worship him. Now hear this. Worship is a lifestyle. Worship is not just what we do when we come into a group of other believers. Worship is a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle we maintain regardless of what's going on. Now hear this. In the most challenging of times, I'm just like everybody else. I have opportunity to murmur and complain. Believe it. Me, the pastor. Work with Kenneth Copeland. Travel with him. I have opportunities to murmur and complain. Often. And sometimes I want to say a thing or two. You ever want to just get some stuff off your mind? You know what? I've been carrying this around for 12 years. I just want to get this off my mind. But I'm also conscious at the same time of who's in me. Because you remember the scripture tells us that we are the temple of God. It's amazing what we let go on in the temple. Some temples need, they need to be shut down for the stuff we allow to go on in them. The thoughts we entertain and allow to develop. So the Holy Spirit is where? In us. What is he doing inside of us? He's working to the degree that we allow him. Philippians 2:13. For it is God who is at work in you or in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So when I have opportunity to just really vent, you know what I do? I had this happen just recently. My wife said something to me about somebody else that really infuriated her. And she had made mention of this before. And so all of a sudden it just came up in me to give her some wisdom to tell them people. It was not godly. And I caught myself. I said, I'm not saying that. She said, what? I said, I'm not going to tell you. But it would have been a perfect response if I wasn't allowing the Holy Spirit to work in me. Yeah, and a couple of words that were not nice words. I'm like, where did that come from? When you push the flesh buttons, you find out flesh responds. I mean, we think we're old covenant sometimes. We Jewish, got some Jewish blood in us. Eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You knock mine out, I'm going to knock yours out. Where is God glorified in that? He's not. Some out there, we can repent later. Well, also, you might have a prison ministry, too. Then again, you may be a hump in the ground. Because you ain't know when to shut up. Oh, praise the Lord. But she told me something, and I don't like nobody messing with my wife. People talk about me and all that. That's one thing. I just let it roll off. But don't mess with my wife. I found out from her, just watching her too, don't mess with me. One day we were sitting in here, sitting right here in this office back here. I'm doing some stuff on the computer. And somehow or another, the door was left open. It may have been a Sunday afternoon. The door was left unlocked. And so I think Colette and Marin and I, we were all back there. And so I'm sitting at the computer doing something. And all of a sudden, the door opens. And in our minds, really, no one's supposed to be coming in. Should be. Everybody else is gone from the church. And the door opens up. You hear the beep goes off from the alarm. Beep, beep. The door's opened up. And man, she stands up. She popped up like a cobra. And she walked out like this. I'm like, Marin and I, Colette and I, we looked at one. I said, did you see how she just got and walked out of here? I hate to be the other one coming out that had mischief in their mind coming through that front door. I ain't never seen her get up like that and walk like that. She just popped up like a cobra, man. I'm like, wow. Whoever it is, they better know how to speak. Yeah. So we have opportunity to respond to situations, circumstances in life. And oftentimes I find myself in responding like this. I just want to praise you. Lift my hands and say, I love you. You are everything to me. And I found out when I turn to worship him, it breaks everything. It's like a sword. It severs everything. But where just a moment before then, I was about to go off. People don't think I can go off. If I didn't listen to the Holy Ghost, you wouldn't want to hear me go off. Sometimes I just act, just do that. That's all I do. You won't hear me say it, though. Yeah. And I just began to turn to worship. It brings me back to a place of humility. It brings me back to a place on my knees. Now hear this. We have to press into that. If we don't press into it, you'll start out that way and then back off and you'll go back over here again. And the second go around, because the devil don't give up. He don't give up. He'll keep pressing and you just have to keep worshiping. That's the response. So we see Mary in this situation where she is frustrated. She's had enough. And again, everybody don't respond to pressure the same. When I see pressure, I become more focused. That's kind of like the way I'm built. I become more focused. I have single vision. I'm targeted. And my wife and I, we're completely opposite. You know, we have different strengths. You want to run up on me, she'll get you. But we have different strength. Now, when there are a lot of things going on for her, she handles it differently. I have to get out of her way and let her handle it the way she handles it, because that's the way she processes it. I may interject something here and there, you know, try to help her in the process. Sometimes I'll just say something like, "Let's slow down a minute." I'll touch her. Maybe a hand on the shoulder or whatever. That's a sign of reaffirming that you're okay. People need to know that they're okay. If they don't know that they're okay, they may act up, may go off. Especially when they are in a quote unquote volatile situation. It can be very explosive. And I'll just touch her. And I said, take a deep breath. Again, I focus the way I focus. And I began to break down the situation. That's the way I deal with things. Break it down. The simplest form. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, now that we're focused, what's our plan of action? How are you going to deal with this? How are we going to face this? That's the way I deal with it when we work together. You know, we're supposed to be helpers of one another. Sometimes we're our biggest enemy. You ain't got to go out the house to find the devil sometime. I'm telling you, you just right in the house. You know, I hear people, preachers talk about sometimes, you know, I remember going to church back in Texas and Pastor Nichols would say, yeah, you know, some people, you know, they just had all kind of skirmishes going on in the household. And then they walk in the church and say, praise the Lord, everybody. But yet on the inside, they're still fuming about what happened at the house. And they praise the Lord, everybody put on their face until they get back in the car. And then they go again. Blah, 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 blah. See, when you do that, you're not yielding to the one who's working in you. Someone brought up, I'm driving back Friday from Tallahassee. A couple of people in the car with, in a vehicle with me. And so I'm driving back. And somebody asked me, Pastor Clyde, you ever heard of the song, The Windows of Heaven Are Open? I said, oh, yeah, I know about that song. I know about that song. Because I remember, it was like yesterday. And it's been 30-some years ago. I was, I'm Crusade Sales Director. They're in the process of building the international headquarters building at KCM. And lo and behold, they had 18-wheeler after 18-wheeler after 18-wheeler after 18-wheeler after 18-wheeler bringing all this rock. And they dump it all out on the runway. And then for some reason, they come and they pick me to stack the rock on pallets. I'm not talking about little cinder blocks like I'm talking about. If you go out to Kenneth Copeland Ministries, they have rock on the outside of the buildings. They have rock inside of the foyer, the floor. And you know who did all that? It was me. And of course, my mind is running. Only reason they asked me to do this. First of all, the devil, he come in and said, well, you know, the only reason they actually could do that, because you're black. And then another voice came in. You know, the demons, they get together. You the only reason they did it, because you got some biceps, you know, because you're strong. And they, I'm like, 150 people, and I'm the only one they can pick. Don't they know who I am? I'm Crusade Sales Manager. I don't do this. I'm a money man. I deal with money. And so I go down there with my attitude. And then it began to drizzle, raining. That did not make it any better. Okay? And that's what I'm supposed to do. And so I said, you know what? It's going to be a while before to get these rocks. Because I joined in with the devil, you know. You ever join in with the devil? Oh, praise God that it's short-lived. And I began to stack these things on the pallet. And I would just take my time. Just murmuring and complaining. And every day I got to stop and stretch a little bit, you know. Yeah, they finished this up in about 6 years. By the time I get through, I get paid by the hour. You ever have people say, you don't ever want to get rid of work too quick? Huh? Yeah. Say, boy, do you understand us? You got to work this thing. You got to know how to work this. You know, don't do too much at one time. Yeah. And so I was working right along with it. But then all of a sudden I heard on my inside. Somebody said, you're inside. Holy Spirit is on your inside. I heard the Holy Spirit say, you better start singing. Just in that tone of voice. And I responded. Nobody else around. I don't want to sing. And then I began to rehearse what's happening here. And of course, the Holy Spirit said again, you better start singing. And all of a sudden, just floated up the song, the windows of heaven are open. The fire is falling tonight. So I started singing it. I wasn't singing it the way you normally sing it. I was talk singing it. It's an upbeat song, but I wasn't upbeat in my talk. I just began to say, the windows of heaven are open. The fire is falling tonight. And my head said, fool, this ain't no fire. That's rain falling. This is rain falling. You understand? This is rain falling. These people just taking advantage of you. Don't you understand this? You know, you can quit. You can get a job anyway. You know what? You got it going on. Then you don't have to put up with all this, you know. So all this going on my inside. And I said, and I hear the Holy Spirit say, sing. I said, I don't feel like singing. You ever talk back to the Holy Spirit? The good thing he's not like my mama, because my mama would have slapped me. My mother said, boy, I slapped the taste out of your mouth. You don't backtalk me. Thank God the Holy Ghost is not like my mama. Amen. Sometimes we do stuff because we don't want to get slapped again. But it ain't in our heart. Ooh. It's not in our heart. We're doing it because we don't want to get hit again. And so eventually I started singing and I kind of got the tune right. And I started singing, "The windows of heaven open, the fire is falling tonight. There is joy, joy, joy in my heart, since Jesus made everything all right." You know what? Before I knew it, all those rocks that it was lying out there that seemed like mountains and mountains of rock that seemed like it was going to take me years to complete, loading on the pallets, it was done. Because I allowed the Holy Spirit, who's working on my inside, to flow with him. And the mountain became a molehill. Because you have more capacity on your inside than you do on the outside. So you let what's on the inside control what's on the outside. And God is working with us. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know what? Peter had a situation in the book of John. I have a couple more things and then we'll wrap this up. In the book of John, chapter 21, I think it is. John chapter 21, beginning with verse 15. It says, "So then when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?' He said to him, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' He said to him, 'Feed my lambs.' He said to him again a second time, 'Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?' He said to him, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' He said to him, 'Feed my sheep.' He said to him the third time, 'Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?' Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, 'Do you love me?' And he said to him, 'Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you.' Jesus said to him, 'Feed my sheep. Most assuredly, I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish.' This he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, 'Follow me.' Then Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following, who also had leaned on his breast at the supper, last supper, and said, 'Lord, who is the one who betrays you?' Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, 'Jesus, but Lord, what about this man?' Jesus said to him, 'If I will that he remains till I come, what is that to you? You follow me.'" And my mama put it this way: "Mind your own black business and leave other folks alone." Martha, Martha, you're troubled about many things. Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her. We have to choose that part that will not be taken away from us. I choose peace. Amen. The scripture said, "Let the peace of God rule in your heart." It said, choose it. Life is choice driven. Somebody said, "But life is not fair." I would agree. It's not fair, but we still can choose. And I choose to walk God's way. I think I may have one more message in here. Galatians chapter 6, my last scripture. Galatians chapter 6. Yeah, because I'm looking at my notes. I'm like, I'm not going to finish this today. Galatians chapter 6, beginning with verse 6. Let him who is taught in the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Verse 9. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. We shall reap if we do not faint. So, when life comes at you this week, and it will come. It's not if it will come. It will come at you. There will be some people that will rub you the wrong way. Make the decision beforehand how you're going to deal with it. Make the decision that you're going to allow him who's on your inside to live through you. Make the decision you're not going to let the devil get any glory. But you're going to magnify Jesus. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Martha, Martha, you're troubled about many things. Many things. Scripture tells us, be anxious for nothing. For nothing. If God tells us to be anxious for nothing, then we can be anxious for nothing. Move from working over to worship. Hallelujah. Let the song of the Lord, as we would say, rise within you. Joe, can we sing that? Let the glory of the Lord rise. You know what? We have to allow it. Rise among us. Let it rise. Oh, let it rise as we stand to our feet. Let the song of the Lord. Let the song. Let the praises of the King rise among us. Let it rise. Oh, yes. Oh, let it rise. I'm gonna sing it one more time. Let the song of the Lord rise among us. Come on. Rise, let the praise, come on, let it be.